Europe's pioneering approach to blockchain regulation. Hey there. Did you know the EU is taking a bold step in blockchain regulation? Unlike some countries that are waiting to see what happens, the EU's diving in headfirst. It's like they're saying, let's build rules that help innovation grow, not hold it back.
That's right. By creating early frameworks, they're not just setting boundaries, they're shaping the future of digital assets. Think of it as giving the blockchain world a clear map to navigate without getting lost in the unknown.
And now, they're testing this idea with something called a regulatory sandbox. It's like a playground for blockchain projects, but with rules to keep everyone safe.
Exactly. The big question is, can this sandbox turn regulation into a tool for progress? Instead of being a roadblock, it's a conversation between innovators and regulators.
Building fences to create a playground, wait, but how does a sandbox work? Doesn't regulation usually mean more restrictions?
You're right, it does feel counterintuitive. But the EU's approach flips the script. They're building legal fences early, like the MiCA regulation, to create a predictable environment.
Oh, I get it. It's like setting up traffic rules so drivers know where to go without getting stuck in gridlock. Developers can focus on building, not guessing the rules.
Precisely. This clarity helps companies invest confidently. They can design their projects with compliance in mind, instead of scrambling later.
And the sandbox itself. It's the bridge between theory and real-world use. Imagine testing a new DeFi app or tokenized asset in a safe space, with regulators watching and learning.
Exactly. It's a two-way street. Innovators show how their tech works, and regulators get real insights to shape better policies. It's not about loopholes, it's about partnership.
Dialogue as the engine of progress, so the real innovation here isn't just the tech being tested, but the process of collaboration.
Absolutely. The sandbox formalizes this dialogue, letting regulators adjust policies as tech evolves. No more outdated laws stifling growth, just flexible frameworks that keep up with the future.
For startups, this is a game changer. They can build compliance into their projects from the start, instead of retrofitting it later. It's like having a guidebook for the digital frontier.
And the global impact. If this works, it could show the world that regulation and innovation don't have to be enemies. Just think of the investment and talent that could flow to Europe's blockchain scene.
The global significance of Europe's approach, this isn't just about the EU. It's a blueprint for other regions. Imagine a world where countries don't hesitate to set clear rules, but instead, create ecosystems where blockchain can thrive.
Exactly. The EU's model is a reminder that stability and innovation can coexist. By being transparent and collaborative, they're not just attracting attention, they're setting the stage for global standards.
But there's still work to do. How do we make sure small startups aren't left behind?
That's a big one. If the sandbox becomes a playground for only big players, it risks widening the gap. We need to ensure accessibility for all, not just the well-funded.
And regulators must stay agile. Tech moves fast, so policies have to keep up. It's like a dance. Regulators lead, but innovators have to move with them.
Critical takeaways and the path forward. So, the EU's sandbox is more than a regulatory experiment. It's a mindset shift. They're proving that collaboration, not control, can drive progress.
And if this model succeeds, it could redefine how the world regulates blockchain. Imagine a future where innovation isn't held back by uncertainty, but guided by clear, adaptive rules.
The key is balance. By fostering dialogue, the EU is not just managing risk, they're shaping the future of Web3. It's a bold move, but one that could inspire the next wave of digital transformation.
The broader implications for blockchain development, this approach is a game changer. Governments are finally seeing blockchain not as a threat, but as an opportunity to collaborate.
And it's not just about Europe. If other regions adopt similar frameworks, we could see a more harmonized global blockchain ecosystem. Cross-border applications. Smoother regulations. That's the future.
But let's not forget the challenges. Equity and access and regulatory agility are non-negotiable. If the EU can master these, they'll set the gold standard for responsible innovation.
Conclusion. A model for the future of regulation in the end, the EU's sandbox is a bold experiment, proof that regulation and innovation can be partners, not rivals.
By creating a clear, predictable environment, they're not just managing risk, they're building a foundation for the next chapter of the digital world.
And if this works, the world will take notice. Europe's not just leading the blockchain revolution, they're redefining how we grow it.